This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
My friend, we have traveled very far. We have no food, no water. Once I see my people fed, I would be honored.
No. We have a serious problem with radical Islam. We have a tremendous problem. And we can't be the stupid country anymore.
Where I come from, guests are treated with respect, not insulted at the gate.
Given the circumstances, my lord, I believe extreme measures are warranted.
The people that are with me 100% are the people.
What?
The Pope. The Pope was in Mexico. Do you know that? Did everyone know, right? He said negative things about me.
Dreadful.
The Pope is being told that Donald Trump is not a nice person. Donald Trump is a very nice person.
You do not let us in. All of us will die.
I said temporarily. I didn't say permanently. I said temporarily.
We have no border. We have no control. People are flooding across.
We need to build a wall. And it has to be built quickly.
The greatest builder is me. And I would build the greatest wall you have ever seen.
And in that wall, we're going to have a beautiful, big, fat door where people can come into the country, but they have to come in legally.
I don't think they like me very much.
This country needs somebody that's a deal maker.
I'm giving you Commander Gregor.
No deals. No deals. We don't make deals. Not with anybody. We don't make deals.
You mistake me, my lord. That was a command.
No. Excuse me. Just so you understand. We need people that know what they're doing. We don't need babies.
Are you refusing to obey my order?
Yeah. By the way, I think you could say that, yeah.
Ollie, bring me my sword.
They laugh at us. Our enemies laugh at us. But they say waterboarding and they chop off heads. They think we are so stupid, you have no idea.
Much like my head, I don't want to see it removed just yet.
I would bring back waterboarding, and I'd bring back a hell of a lot worse than waterboarding.
I'll tell you guys, you gotta love the creativity. This is what we need during the political season because you've got
to
have
sane,
to,
yeah.
Really, so our heads don't explode from all the stuff that's going back and forth. I mean, that is just tremendously creative. What a neat deal. What a great way to get the show started, right? Oh my goodness.
Yeah. What a captivating new character for the new season of the Game of Thrones there, right? Donald Trump.
Trump is coming, yes.
Yeah, can you imagine? I mean, winter is trumping, you know. We're going to give you worse than, oh, my gosh, The Simpsons, everybody, they're all going to go nuts over this. I mean, I guess a big part of them, and I understand, you know, in Hollywood and some of the creative confines of our world, they're just, you know, some of them are shilling over the idea that we could be talking about President Trump, and but then on the other side, they love the characterization of it. You know,
they're gonna have so much fun
with him. I mean, because you know, you got to remember when Barack Obama first came in. He came in on such a big white horse and the savior of the world and everything like that. And there was just some sense of, well, we had to be careful. You know, what was said about the first black president, and right. Then you know, all of a sudden you start seeing, okay, some of the handcuffs are starting to come off, and even more so. So even as we get down to the, you know, the final days of his administration, as people are counting them down, that's why I maintain is that once they once he leaves, they're going to feel like they need to vacate all this pent-up aggression and sarcasm that has been put under check, because after all, he is the first black president. This is Bill Martinez. We've got more coming up. Stay with us, America, 4 minutes after the top of the hour.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
You better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look.
Well, hello, America. Bill Martinez here with you, 6 minutes after the top of the hour. It's another fun day for us as, you know, we join the forces here together. You and me, shoulder to shoulder, back to back, doing what we can to get this country back on track. 7 out of 10 say, hey, we're on the wrong track. I say, great observation. Now, what are you going to do about it? Okay, let's work on it together. The solution is going to be from the bottom up, not top down. Top down is what got us into this mess, ladies and gentlemen. This is why our founding fathers fought so hard and didn't just one day come together with some brilliant idea, seemingly, about this free America, the land of liberty. I mean, this was a long, hard-fought battle for many, many years, even to get down the language, because it was so, so important. Well, we're going to talk more about that in just a moment. An interesting story, which really kind of dovetails perfectly in with our next guest. Shane, you were telling us briefly, I want to bring you back here, about this car explosion that happened. And thank God they were able to pull the man out. I mean, when you see the video, that it was just, it was pretty crazy that the car was up in flames. But out of it, the Bible survives the car explosion.
Yeah, isn't that amazing? And the Bible apparently was just completely unscathed, like didn't show any signs of any burn or anything. And I think the vehicle, or the driver of the vehicle escaped just fine, too. But wow, isn't that crazy that... just came out completely unscathed, you know.
Well, I think it's the perfect story and tie-in for our next guest, Kerry Summer, who is with us right now. He's with the Museum of the Bible. He's actually the president of the Museum of the Bible, which is pretty incredible. This has been going on for a number of years. It is set to open up in Washington in 2017. We're talking a 430,000 square foot international Bible museum. Kerry Summer, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you?
Good morning. Thank you.
Hey, I thought the tie-in about this, if you saw the video of this car was totally engulfed. And to think that the only thing that came out unscathed was the Bible, tell me that's not meaningful, Kerry.
Yeah, it's rather indicative of what the Bible is. And it's the most banned book in the world. It's the most debated book in the world. And it's the most burnt book in the world. Mm. And through all the ages, it continues to survive. And many would say at a miraculous rate, as you just noted from this car explosion.
Well, I wanted you to tell our audience, we're here in Nashville for NRB Proclaim 16. We're hanging with all the cats, as they say, here in Nashville, but we're having a great time. And I know that you're going to be doing a presentation about the Museum of the Bible and looking forward to seeing that. But update our audience. This may be the first time they have heard of the Museum of the Bible. I mean, this is a spectacular facility, 430,000 square feet, Kerry.
Yes, it opens in, as you rightly noted, November of 2017. We've had some evidence out in the fields for about the last 5 years with our traveling exhibits passages, currently is in Northern California, and our overseas exhibits, Vermin Domini, which have been in Rome and the Vatican City. And right now there's one in Santiago, Cuba, and Germany, Israel, so some exposure elsewhere. But the big box, as we call it, in Washington is two blocks from the Aerospace Museum and approximately three blocks from the U.S. Capitol on the southwest side. And because of the way the buildings lay in front of it, this building can be seen from the other side of the mall and can easily be seen from the Capitol. So it's going to be quite a landmark, and the whole museum is proclaiming the Bible.
Well, the project, absolutely mammoth. The website, I will tell you right now, ladies and gentlemen, go to museumofthebible.org, museumofthebible.org, and you can see how this is coming together. It is absolutely spectacular. Kerry, you know, this all starts with a vision. Who was the one that couldn't sleep at night because God was saying, hey, you got to do this? Where did it all begin?
Well, it's interesting, and we have to admit it wasn't our vision. It was two people in Dallas who had a vision to do a Bible museum. They approached the Green family of Hobby Lobby to see if they could assist them. And that eventually, because of the nature of how the Bibles were being bought and so forth, it eventually became a project that the Green family took on. And found a better location, be in Washington, D.C., and started collecting Bibles and other materials. Now it's the largest private collection in the world of ancient manuscripts. And this has all been within the last 6 years. And then the vision of it, what it is and how it appears in Washington, is a combination of Steve Green and myself and a few designers that we had that came in and put things on pieces of paper, and we stuck them up on the wall, and we said, you know what, let's build that. Mm-hmm. And we took photos with our iPhone and dimensions with our iPhone that we'd scribbled out and sent them to an architect in Washington. Doesn't sound too sophisticated, but this is how many of these things come about. Right. And the architect took them and made it into what you've accurately described as a 430,000-square-foot building in Washington.
Kerry, isn't that like God, though? You know, I've always maintained that God never, ever gave one person all the goods. But when you have a consortium of people coming together like that, each offering a critical puzzle piece to the grand puzzle, it is spectacular as to what can come up. And I just can't wait to be able to see what you guys started out with and how it just kind of snowballed into something, you know, this mammoth and epic.
It's really quite something. We're going to have a treat. I'm just looking at it as we're chatting on the phone for the NRB. It's our new a fly-through, as we might call it, electronic depiction of what the museum is. Mm. And we'll be unveiling that later today, tonight, in the exhibit space at the NRB. And then we'll be posting it to our website within the next 7 to 10 days. And when you see it, and we designed it. We walk in those construction every day. But when you see this fly-through, it is absolutely spectacular, and it even gives us cold chills. And we just received it 10 minutes ago to look
wow.
at it. So it really is the inspiration of God himself. And our whole effort in this is to bring honor and glory to him and him alone, because he's the only one that is worthy of it. So that's what our efforts are, and we continue to make sure that you know, all of our staff, everybody that's working on it, realize this is what this is all about.
Well, we'd like to link it on our website as well at BillMartinezLive.com with your permission, Kerry. I can't wait to see that later on this evening here at NRB Proclaim 16 in Nashville, where a lot of us are coming together. But what a spectacular story. Thank you to all involved, the Green family. Again, they have been so giving and have had such a vision, you know, in spreading the gospel. And we congratulate and pray that God would multiply blessings unto them. They're so deserving. for all that they are doing on our behalf. Kerry Summers is the president of the Museum of the Bible, which will be opening up in 2017. 430,000 square feet International Bible Museum set to open up in Washington, D.C. It's going to be a lot of fun. Can't wait to see it, Kerry. Thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you, Bill. Appreciate it.
All right, 14 minutes after the top of the hour, America. This is Bill Martinez. For more information, BillMartinezLive.com. That's where you want to go.
This report is brought to you by RP. According to the Center for Disease Control and Prevention, an estimated 22 million school days are lost each year due to colds alone. Despite the frequency with which children get sick, mothers are underutilizing healthcare professionals for advice on best treatment options. A new survey, released by RB, reveals that mothers nationwide are struggling to treat their children's cough and cold symptoms, affecting both energy levels and focus. However, only 23% of mothers surveyed would consider seeking professional help. The National Association of School Nurses is collaborating with RB on this educational effort to raise awareness. Lawrence E. Flint, MD, pediatric hospitalist and assistant professor, Department of Health Informatics, Rutgers University.
We encourage parents to reach out to their health care provider to determine when it's appropriate to give their child an over-the-counter medication. It's important to be well-informed in order to make the best decisions possible regarding our children's health.
For more, visit the National Association of School Nurses website at www.nasn.org.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today, 866-257-3105.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad. But boy, was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Send your emails direct.
I want the truth! You can't handle the truth!
Ladies and gentlemen.
NSA free to gentlemen. Bill at BillMartinezLive.com.
Back with you, America. Bill Martinez here. Good to have you along with us. For more information on the show, BillMartinezLive.com. That's where you want to go. You want to drop me an email. Love hearing from you. Bill@BillMartinezLive.com. Aaron Mercer is with us, Vice President of Government Relations for the NRB, National Religious Broadcasters. Oversees NRB's Capitol Hill office. He's an active advocate for NRB members as he communicates with officials of the White House, the United States Congress, Federal Communications Commission, and other government institutions. Aaron, welcome to Bill Martinez. Martinez Live.
Thanks so much for having me. It's a privilege to be here.
Hey, good to be across the table, face to face with you, get an update. As a professional attorney, as a legal mind, I know you have a sentiment towards Justice Scalia. What are your thoughts?
Well, Justice Scalia was a hero, and he'll be sadly and dearly missed. He was a pillar in the court and was someone who really looked at what the Constitution actually says. And regardless of what you think and what you want, what you desire the Constitution to say, he looked at what it actually says and made his decisions that way. And he was a real defender of freedom, which, quite frankly, is in the Constitution, the Bill of Rights.
Yeah.
Go figure. That secures freedoms for people. And there are powers reserved to the states and the people within the Constitution. And Justice Scalia was someone who made sure that those rights were defended.
For me, what made him so unique and was that he made adversity a positive thing. He welcomed adversity. It's like we say in the Bible, and the Bible says to us, you know, as iron sharpens iron. He was influential because he was willing to fall on his sword for what he believed in. And here it is. You've got Ginsburg, one of his best friends, who is probably the antithesis philosophically of Justice Scalia, right?
Well, I think it really is remarkable that Justice Scalia was such good friends with people like Justice Ginsburg and others. It's telling of his personality. It's telling of his values, valuing human dignity, valuing who people are. And you mentioned also being okay with there being division and whatnot within the context of the Constitution. Quite frankly, that there is within the Constitution, there is a separation of powers. And like you said, Justice Scalia thought that was a good thing.
Yes.
The framers put that there for a reason, because they knew that its power was not centralized in one place. It was good for our republic.
Mm.
The judicial branch, the legislative branch, the executive branch, they needed to be able to balance each other out, so not one group got too much power. And so that's something that, you know, often when you hear the justice speak, I think a lot of the cases that he really valued the most and really enjoyed getting into the middle of the most is the ones where there was that separation of powers issue.
Right.
Getting to the very heart. You know, here at NRB, we focus primarily on free speech, religious freedom, free press, which is all within the First Amendment to the Constitution and the Bill of Rights. And that, unfortunately, is an area where we need to be very vigilant these
mm-hmm.
days.
Right.
But at the very heart of the Constitution is this separation of powers. And if we don't have that separation, then our republic is in big trouble.
Without a doubt. And speaking of our First Amendment rights and all that NRB fights on our behalf, you know, in that regard, which is so critical, that was another thing I appreciated about Justice Scalia, and that is words matter.
That's correct. Yeah, no, words do matter. And what does the Constitution say? And we were talking about the First Amendment just now. What does the First Amendment say? I think this was very clear. For example, this past summer, we had this decision on marriage, basically redefining marriage for the entire country. And the four justices that dissented were very passionate in their dissent to what the majority ruling was of the five justices. And Justice Scalia, in particular, he had quite some quite strong words to say on how this decision was not in line with what the Constitution actually says. What do the words of the Constitution actually say? You know, it was something that he was very worried about the track that this was going to be taking us on. Quite frankly, the Chief Justice, John Roberts, said the same thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
he was quite clear on the fact that he thought, you know, he said, you know, if you like this decision, you can celebrate if you want to. Obviously, you know, we at NRB were not celebrating,
right.
But if you like it, you can. But just know that while you're celebrating, that the Constitution has nothing to do with the ruling that came out. It's what people wanted. It's not what Constitution said.
Right, exactly. Well, I'm not sure how he could get there in saying that's what people wanted. You had 8 million votes, for example, in California that were vacated.
Well, that's, yeah.
So how do you vacate all those votes, and that was just one state alone, and say that's what the people wanted when clearly the people demonstrated the exact opposite of what he said.
Right. Well, I'm not sure that the Chief Justice was saying that maybe it's what the five justices wanted.
Right. Yeah.
Obviously, they're the ones who wrote the opinion. But no, you're right. There is that larger issue of this decision, this 5-4 decision. It shut down the debate across the country. And like you said, people had voted in California and elsewhere to say that marriage is between a man and a woman. You know, now we're faced with the repercussions of this decision. And where do we go from here? And quite frankly, that gets back into the religious freedom grounds that we here at NRB are very concerned about. We need to make sure that tax treatment, licensing, you know, broadcast licenses, for example,
right,
and other grants, et cetera, that there's not going to be discrimination against people who believe that marriage is between a man and a woman. That's their religious belief. Is that something that the government should come down on them on? And you would hope not. But we need, you know, unfortunately, there's been too many examples of going the wrong direction on things like this. I mean, who would have thought this is getting to another issue now? Yeah. But it's still related to the religious freedom grounds. Who would have thought that our current administration would be suing the Little Sisters of the Poor? Can
yes,
you believe that?
Exactly.
The
I
Little
know.
Sisters
I
of
know.
The Poor.
Yeah.
Nuns.
Yes.
On
I know.
Religious freedom.
Yes, really. Yeah. You know, it's all ironic. But we were warned that up would be down. Down would be up. That which is sweet will be sour. And here we are. We're right here. And who would have thought that when you consider the empirical evidence of what this nation was founded on, how you can abandon those roots and those principles and see that you're not being successful and not be able to connect the dots, all because you want to do as you darn well please.
Yeah, and I think getting back to what we started with, talking about Justice Scalia and his he and those who follow the same school of thought of being very sticking to the text of what the Constitution actually says. That's why that's so important. And it's not about what we want at any given time. If we want to stay faithful to what has built our republic,
exactly,
that Constitution is the founding document. And I think we have to believe that our founders were working hard to make a country that was going to succeed. And quite frankly, there is a way to change what's in the Constitution. It's very difficult,
right,
if you do it the right way.
For a reason.
For a reason, exactly, because it's the founding document.
Well, we've got a couple of minutes left here, Aaron, and I really appreciate you stopping by and giving us an update. We're here in Nashville celebrating Proclaim 16, really excited about what's on the agenda. You know, tell our audience what we've got to look forward here in Nashville and the forecast for the National Religious Broadcasters.
Yeah, well, it's going to be a great week for Proclaim 16 here in Nashville. Today's February 22nd. We have our digital media summit starting today, kind of a pre-convention event, focusing on social media platforms and how to best work on those platforms to get out the gospel, get out good messages. And then the rest of this week, the 23rd through the 26th, we'll have a pastor's track, we'll have a church media track, radio, television, the electronic media gamut, really. And it gets back to what our mission is here at NRB. Our mission at NRB, it's advanced biblical truth, defend free speech, and proclaim promote media excellence. And I, in D.C., get to work on the defending free speech side a lot. And of course, we're always trying to advance biblical truth. A lot of this convention is promoting media excellence, too, so that we have messages people want to listen to,
exactly.
Messages like, you know, just what you're doing here, this
right.
program.
Right.
So.
Exactly. Well, Aaron, on behalf of the people, thank you so much for fighting the good fight on our behalf, for fighting for religious freedom, for, you know, making a way for religious broadcasters to stay pertinent and relevant in the marketplace, because their voice needs to be heard. And according to the recent Gallup poll, which, you know, the general population is saying, where's the church? Where's the moral compass? Where's that voice of reason that's been missing? Well, that voice was kicked to the curb, and they're saying, hey, we need to hear more from that voice, right?
We need to hear more and more. So thank you so much for having me on the program.
Aaron really Mercer from NRB on Bill Martinez Live.
This February,
when the Messiah comes,
Rome will be nothing.
Prepare to witness the miracle that changed the world forever.
The Nazarene city rise again after 3 days. We will lose peace and order if it's true.
Through the eyes of a non-believer. Risen, starring Joseph Fiennes.
The tomb is sealed. Guarded with your life.
The most important manhunt in history.
The body has vanished.
His tomb is empty.
Was just beginning.
No more lies. What happened to the body?
The ropes, they just exploded.
Risen.
Where does he go?
You tell me.
You're looking for something you will never find.
Open your heart and see.
Risen. Rated PG-13. May be inappropriate for children under 13. Now playing. For tickets and showtimes, go to risen-movie.com.
Nowadays, there are millions of people with old smartphones, iPads, tablets, you name it, just sitting around collecting dust. And if those are improperly disposed of, well, they contain unsafe toxic materials harmful to you and the environment. But now, these devices can be used as a painless way to help support your favorite GCN shows. Visit DonateMyCell.com. Donations are tax deductible, and if you donate 10 or more devices, you'll receive a special free gift offer. That's DonateMyCell.com. DonateMyCell.com.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health issue and company and other factors. Not available in all states.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
You've reached Bill Martinez Live. Bill Martinez Live.
Back with you, America. 28 minutes before the top of the hour. Yes, we are at NRB Proclaim 16, having a lot of fun here with the Nashville Cats. You know how it is, just having a good time. In fact, we're waiting on Devon Franklin and Christy Beam. Devon is the producer and Christy Beam, the real-life mother from that movie that you've been seeing all the trailers about. You've heard it advertised here on Bill Martinez Live as well, called Miracles from Heaven. Now, this is based on the true story and memoir of Christy Beam. And when Christy discovers her 10-year-old daughter, Anna, she has a rare incurable disease. She becomes a ferocious advocate for her daughter's healing as she searches for a solution. As Christy searches, she befriends Angela, who's going to be played by Queen Latifah, right? And she befriends Angela, who helps bring everyday joy, hope back to the Beam family. It's an incredible story. Miracles from Heaven. Devon Franklin and Christy Beam right on the hot seat, just like that. Hey, how are we doing?
Good. How are you?
Hey, good to see you. Christy, thank you so much. All right. Miracles from Heaven. Tell us the genesis. How did this all begin, besides Christy's life story? Right?
Well, that's what it is. It's her life story.
Yeah, absolutely. It just began with sweet Annabelle ended up very, very sick about the age of 4. And then she ended up, after some long hospital stays and surgeries and procedures, diagnosed with 2 incurable digestive disorders. We began to live life like parents of a child who has a chronic illness, and Annabelle's life consisted of being on the sofa in a fetal position with a heating pad on her stomach with 10 medications a day, multiple times a day, pain level 10, and that's where it all began.
And what a heartbreak, Christy. I mean, because here you are as a parent, and you're seeing your child go through something, and I know when I speak with parents who have gone through this kind of ordeal, by the grace of God, I've not had to endure that. You can empathize and see the pain that the parents go through, which is just incredible. And often I hear them pray, God, why not me?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Why not me? I will take it for her. I know my husband Kevin prayed, give it to me. Let me suffer, not her. You just want to do whatever you can. You are so helpless. There were so many nights that we would put her to bed and she would say, Daddy, I hurt. Mommy, I hurt. And we would say, just go to sleep, baby, and maybe it'll be better in the morning, knowing full well it wouldn't. But what do you say?
Well, Devon is the producer of this movie. How did this come to you?
It came, you know, as they were beginning to set the book up with Hachette, the book publisher. We got the book very early and read the book. You know, I read it, and it just spoke to me. It was very powerful. I mean, you know, Christy sharing her life and her story about what her and her family went through was very compelling, and it was a page-turner. And, you know, the idea that miracles are alive, miracles are here, God is with us, and just reorienting myself with that knowledge that miracles are here, if I would just look at them, was it's a very powerful idea. And that was how we got it. It was a book, and then from there developed a screenplay, found an incredible director, found Jen Garner, and just started putting the whole movie together.
You've got a heck of a cast that you've been able to put together, haven't you?
Yeah, I mean, Jennifer Garner plays Christy in the movie, which is amazing. She does an incredible job. We have Queen Latifah, who plays Angela. Angela was literally like almost like a modern-day angel that came into Christy and Annabelle's life when they needed it the most during their trips to Boston. And she's a waitress in Boston. We have Eugenio Derbez, who is one of the biggest Latino stars in the world. He plays Dr. Nurko, who is the specialist that treated Annabelle at Boston's Children's Hospital. Martin Henderson plays Kevin Beam. And Kylie Rogers plays Annabelle. And Kylie's a newcomer, and she's fantastic.
Well, what a great crew. And Jennifer Garner does look like you know that.
I've been told that several times, and that's quite a compliment.
Right. Well, you know, as Devon says, miracles. I always think one of my favorite stories, if not my most favorite story in the New Testament, is the blind man. Mm-hmm. And when miracles touch us, they're that radical that it comes out of nowhere, but you know it's God, don't you?
Oh, absolutely. There is just no question that this was completely a God thing from beginning to end. There is no other way to describe what happened to Annabelle as an absolute miracle. Two incurable digestive disorders, and she is completely healed. Zero medications today. Eats whatever she wants, whenever she wants. I mean, she's making up for lost time. And she plays, oh my word, she plays so hard and runs and jumps and does things that she never could do before.
You know, Krista, we talk about the endurance of a parent. How much time are we talking about that you went through?
Annabelle was sick for a little over 4 years, so it was agonized. Over 4 years of agony watching her just suffer, and she was getting worse. As time went on, she wasn't maintaining or getting slightly better. She was getting worse. There was talks of colostomy bags, intestinal transplants, intravenous feedings. It was getting really, really bad.
Well, Devon, lots of buzz.
Oh, good.
Well, I mean, great buzz about the movie.
Yeah.
I mean, you've got to be excited about the way this is coming out. And, of course, to be able to present it here at NRB in Nashville is real special, too, isn't it?
It is. It's very special, you know, to be able to come here and present the film. We're screening the film later on tonight in the big ballroom. And it's exciting. You know, it's very exciting to be able to bring a high-quality, incredible story to the big screen. And, you know, in Hollywood, I think that there are big opportunities to do films of faith. And I think that people are going to be surprised at what this movie does. And we're really excited about its potential. And also, I think that the idea of miracles is very universal and relatable, and people want to believe. And I think when you talk about the New Testament and the story of Jesus and how many blind people were healed, and we think that those are like old Bible day stories. This is the modern-day miracle, and that miracle still exists, and that God still is in the healing business. And I think that's important for people to know, especially when they see this film.
What you touch on is so important, and Christy, to Devon's point, even pastors in the pulpit today say miracles were for then and not now. but I would think that you would testify quite a bit differently, wouldn't you?
Oh, absolutely, I will. And I, yeah, definitely. And you cannot look at Annabelle. The people who went through it with us and were bringing us food and were helping with the other girls and going through life with us, they look at Annabelle now and they can absolutely testify that that child has experienced a miracle. And we have experienced many miracles, not just the big miracle, but there were so many small miracles along the way that God just intervened. And there are no other explanations for it other than they were His work.
Well, I know that some people would question, Devon, you know, here is a miracle that came to Christy and her family and Annabelle, and they say, well, that was her, not me.
Yeah, well, we address that in the film. And one thing that we show, which Christy was just alluding to, is that along the way, as the Christy's character, the one that Jen Garnifer plays in the film, was asking for God and looking for God, by the time she gets to the end of the journey, she realizes God was answering her all along. When she needed a friend to come by and take care of her daughters while they went to the hospital, she had the friend. When the family needed to get to Boston, they didn't have any money. The ticket agent helped them out. When they were in a situation where they needed someone to care for them, the waitress, who didn't even know them, decides she's going to take them on a tour. Well, we realize that miracles are all around us. Miracles of joy, love, compassion, kindness, friendship. And these are miracles that we can be to each other, and these are miracles that we receive every day. It's just sometimes we're looking for the big miracle to fall from the sky, and God says, no, it's right there in front of you if you just open your eyes and see it. And so that's what we put in the film, and that's the takeaway for anyone who is looking for a miracle, that you'd be surprised it's right there in front of you.
A real-life experience, true story, real special. I imagine your friends, your family, people that know you within your inner circle are just touched and having witnessed this firsthand, it's just such a blessing to be, even if the miracle doesn't happen to you, but to be this close to it is real special, isn't it?
It is so special. And to that, I want to also add that, you know, the book Miracles from Heaven has gone out and it has touched so many people from all over the world, that I get messages from South Africa, the Netherlands, Pakistan, that it has touched people in a way that it has forever changed their lives and given them hope and encouragement. And so not even just our inner circle, but so beyond that, people are being touched. And I feel like the movie is also going to just spread a whole other layer to people.
Without a doubt. Ladies and gentlemen, what an honor to have Devon Franklin, the producer, and Christy Beam here, the real-life mother with Miracles from Heaven, which is going to be released when?
March 16th.
Good day. That's my birthday, by the way, Devon. So another miracle. That's it. We've got more. Stay right where you are, America. This is Bill Martinez. We're live from Nashville.
Are your Google search results killing you?
Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
This report is brought to you by SmartAboutMoney.org. Results show 2 in 5 people in couples who share finances admit to hiding spending from their mates, and 75% say financial deceptions had an effect on the relationship. Is your spouse cheating on you financially? A new survey reveals that financial infidelity is a growing problem among couples. Patricia Seaman, financial expert, SmartAboutMoney.org.
Financial infidelity is a big problem, and it's getting worse. Some of the red flags of financial infidelity are things like running across a receipt for a purchase that you don't recognize, or, for example, not seeing the itemized bill on the credit card statement, maybe just seeing the sum total that's due. Also, if your partner is withdrawn or defensive when you bring up the topic of money, that's a red flag of financial infidelity as well.
For tips on how to spot and recover from financial infidelity, visit smartaboutmoney.org.
Removing bad taste and odor from your drinking water is easy. Removing the bad stuff you don't taste is what ProPure does best. Water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure countertop, inline gravity, and household water filtration products. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com. Or call 800-544-3533.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
This is David Cordani, CEO of Cigna. For more than 20 years, Cigna has worked with the March of Dimes to address premature births in the U.S. Premature births cause horrible suffering and cost billions of dollars each year. That's why Cigna is committed to raising funds and awareness through our employees, family, and friends to improve the health of moms and babies. Please join us in supporting the March for Babies. Start your team today at marchforbabies.org.
Listening to Bill Martinez live.
Now, we have to do something with some percussion here. In just a moment, you'll understand what I'm talking about. It's 14 minutes before the top of the hour. We're coming to you live from Nashville at NRB Proclaim 16. Bill Martinez here with you. And Jeff Gilbert joins us right now. Jeff Gilbert, a dedicated advocate for Save the Storks. Good morning, Jeff. How you doing, buddy?
Good morning, Bill. I'm doing great. How are you, sir?
Hey, doing wonderful. Thank you so much. You know, people hear the name Jeff Gilbert and they go, hey, I remember him. You're right. You do remember him. He was around the world performing as a drummer for the band Cutlass. Jeff, now you're traveling the country beating a different tune. What changed your life, buddy?
Yeah, man. Well, you know what changed my life is starting a family changed my life. You know, I played music for years and years. I got out of high school and jumped right into a van and trailer and started touring. And I got to live out so many things that I never thought God would allow me to live out. I've visited 23 different countries playing music. I've visited every state. We saw some tremendous success as a band, as a worship team, as just guys, individuals. And when I met my wife 8 years ago, I knew that I had to marry this girl. And a year and a half into our marriage, we started a family. And that first year of my son's life, we were gone over 200 days that year, Bill. And that's what ultimately changed for me. And I said, Lord, if you want me to hang this up, if you want me to be done with this, you've got to show me, because I can't handle this. I'm not wired to be away from my family. I believe that you're calling me into something else. And he said, you're right. I am calling you into something else. And he said, you're called to fight for the sanctity of family. You're called to champion the goodness of family. And I can't do that if I'm gone away from my own family. And that's what changed it for me.
You know, some people, Jeff, would have tried to fit a round peg in a square hole. And that's the tough thing when you are called of God. And, you know, for those of us who have gone through it, you put it on the altar and you just let it cook. And whatever's left over, that's what you're supposed to work with. Because when you try to do it, you know, I found anyway, when I try to do it out of my flesh, I just mess it up. It just never works, and you're just so frustrated. But when you can fully let it go, like what you had to do, because, the lure of being on the road, like you say, it just sounds so luxurious and extravagant, and you got fans and all that. But now your identity is being changed radically.
Oh my goodness, you nailed it. You nailed it. Yeah, it's just a big, huge mess when you're trying to do it all on your own, making it happen on your own, especially when you've really sanctified your life to the Lord and say, okay, God, whatever direction you're spinning me in, I'll go, you know? Mm-hmm. And sometimes that's a pretty crazy prayer to ask because you have no idea what he's about to do, just like he did with me.
Exactly. Well, I got to tell you, at one point, Jeff, personally speaking, I went through the fire, and every time I'd pray that I'd come to the Lord's Prayer, Thy kingdom come, Thy will be done, I had to
tell
God, I can't do that. Forgive me. I just cannot. I need a break. And God was so real with me, you know, but I had to. I just felt like, you know, God, you just put me through the fire. I can't handle anymore. And it took me a little bit of a season, but then out of it, the prayer of God's sovereignty and His will in my life took on new definition, as I'm sure it did for you.
You bet. Yeah, and you know what's cool about that is those are the same exact kind of conversations I was having with my friend Joe Baker, who started Save the Source. And we had been walking together for about a year before I even said a single word about Save the Source to any one of my friends or people or anything. And so as the Lord is developing this calling in my life and my heart, I knew that He was preparing me to really be another voice piece, be another steward of such a massive narrative that is being written right now. And that's the fact that we are here to serve moms going through an unplanned circumstance where the world would prey on them and tell them to do something as heinous as an abortion. When you and I can say, no, wait, we have better education for you. We have better options and support for you. Let us create a space that makes you feel like you are the most important person in the world because you are, and that baby is, and we can walk and map this journey out with you. And how can you say no to that, Bill?
Exactly.
How can you say, no, God, that's something I don't want to do? I mean, we're losing 3,000 children a month to the hands of abortion, and we don't have to, because I mean, statistically, 84% of women that got abortions didn't know they had another option.
Exactly.
So in a world of pro-choice, that just doesn't make sense to me. Yet 90% of abortion-vulnerable moms who receive an ultrasound, who see that image, who hear that heartbeat, they'll choose life for their baby. So if you're thinking, well, what if 84% of those women got an ultrasound? That means that there'd basically hardly be any abortions happening in our country. That's how much the world actually does care about life.
Mm-hmm.
They're just not being educated. So we're out there educating people and making that available to them.
Well, we spoke with Joe Baker yesterday, and to your point, Jeff, you know, this is why Planned Parenthood and other, you know, abortion facilities do not want a sonogram to be conducted. They do not want the women to be educated. This is big business, $56 million. I mean, Donald Trump, other people can interject and think they know what they're talking about, but they really do not know what they're talking about. But what you touched on earlier, I want to emphasize a bit here, Jeff, and that is the power of men and their position, their godly position in standing in the gap in this this horrendous genocide that's taken place in our country. 40% have been black, 25% Hispanic, the children that have been aborted. You imagine the dreams, the creativity, the drummers, you know, that have been destroyed, baby parts that have been sold out. I mean, this is a disgusting commentary on how low, you know, we can go in our humanity. This is why we needed Jesus, and this is why we need to look to God for the answer. And Save the Storks, I am just, I got to tell you, Jeff, I am so honored to come alongside and partner with Save the Storks. Now, Save the Storks, by title, is consistent with Joe Baker's sense of irony in his perspective, isn't it? Just the mere title.
You know what happened? When I stepped out of my band, I resigned from my band, and it was really hard, and I sit down with my parents, actually, and they're like, so, what's going on? What's next for you? I'm like, you know what? There's this organization called Save the Storks, and go on and tell them. My mom goes, honey, that's great and everything, but why would you leave a global music ministry to go save some birds? I'm like, no, Mom, come on. So it took her a minute, but... Yeah. That's the beauty of what we're doing.
She goes, my son has fried himself. Now he's into bird watching. Oh, Lord, have mercy.
Yeah. What is going on with the world? No, the great thing about this is the fact that, again, we're changing the narrative. I guess I could say that we're a huge part of helping rebrand pro-life. And
yeah.
And for some people, they may go, like, what do you mean by rebrand? Well, branding is giving the community, giving the world a perspective, an idea, a conceived judgment of who we are and what we're up to. And if you're thinking the words pro-life, pro-choice, nobody wants to get in the middle of that. And so we've really had to look at that and say, well, why is it? Is it because it's political? Is it because it's touchy? Is it because it's sensitive? Yeah, those are all things that are involved.
Yes.
But at the end of the day, we are a community, and our obligation is to walk each other safely home to heaven.
Right.
That's our obligation as a church. And
exactly.
if you and I, Bill, are looking at an atrocious Holocaust that's happening in our country where 3,000 lives are being sacrificed per month, and that's the lives, and that's not even counting the poor mom that's going through that, or the dad. So there's 9,000 people affected every month. And you and I, we're men, we're fixers. You know, if our wives are going through something and they need help, our first reaction is, how do I fix it? How do I solve it? How do I take care of it? As men, we're obligated to be innovative, to be thinkers, to be stewards of the daughters and sisters of our communities, and to say, we can do better than this. We're obligated, though.
Exactly.
We have to do that. And now that we've come up with the most ingenious, innovative way to reach somebody in a crisis, in an unplanned pregnancy, where they're at, not waiting for them to come to us, not waiting for them to cross through the line of picketers to find a Christian to help them, we are going to them. And we're also ministering to these abortion clinic staff because they need Jesus too, man.
That's
and
right.
And they need hope as well. They're stuck in a situation that they can't get out of. So we've created a solution that I believe in. You know, like I'm sure Joe mentioned, 4 out of 5 women who are boarding these buses are choosing life. 4 out of 5.
Wow.
And, you know, we have 21 buses going right now. I believe the number now is at 21 more in production. So we have a lot of work to do. There's a lot of buses that we're trying to get out there because there's that many lives that need to be directly affected by what we're doing.
We got about a minute left, Jeff. Tell the people what, you know, the buses, when they go to various locations, how do they serve these women?
Yeah, you know, we're in rural areas. We're in inner city areas where we try to really blanket the map where anybody going through an unplanned pregnancy or even a planned pregnancy. You know, we're here to help women in their healthcare needs who are pregnant, and to make sure that they're set up, that they're prepared, that they're ready to go. So when you roll this bus in with the Pregnancy Resource Center that we've partnered with, that Pregnancy Resource Center staffs the bus, they operate, they own the bus, and they're able to go there and offer anybody who needs one and a complimentary ultrasound and map them through what their journey could look like. And it's just taking off. It's tremendous where we can go literally, legally to the front of an abortion clinic and offer ultrasounds right there at the front of an abortion clinic, college campuses, anywhere their people are. That's what we're doing.
Wow. Well, we congratulate Save the Storch. Where can they go for more information, Jeff? We got about 10 seconds left.
Bill, we can go to SaveTheStorch.com. Please go there. Or, Bill, I know you've got the phone number. It's 844-5-STORCH. And please give us a call. Please support us. Please donate. Please be a part of what we're doing because you will have direct ownership in saving these lives.
Joe Wallach is not your typical doctor. Both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician, Dr. Wallach asked, why does America spend more money on healthcare by far and yet ranks 50th in health and longevity worldwide? The doctor believes that people should be empowered with a basic understanding of nutrition, then take charge of their life to attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs that lead to side effects, requiring more toxic prescription drugs. Talk about being dependent on drug companies, to our own destruction, no less. This is clearly a deadly recipe. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the government and big pharma manipulation of our healthcare system. I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people and have joined forces to help this tireless crusader spread his message. Visit GCNminerals.com and listen to Dr. Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I invite you to join the GCN Minerals team. Go to GCNminerals.com. That's GCNminerals.com.